There is, of course, a big difference between hearing and listening. Most of us were born hearing pretty well, but listening is something that you and I have to work on. And in fact, I would say, as I've gotten busy, I'm often sitting at the computer working on something. My family comes up and talks to me. I need to break my concentration from what I'm doing. Look at them and listen. Otherwise, 5 minutes later, it's, what were you saying? To be honest, you know? Perhaps you too have become not so good of a listener. And what about listening to God? Are you getting better at hearing His still small voice? Or are you learning to ignore it? It can be pretty convenient if you can ignore God. So, we have been going through Mark chapter 7. So we had first the confrontation over the disciples not washing their hands and Jesus saying, you hold your traditions above obeying God. And Jesus saying, you know, food isn't what defiles a person. It's what comes out of their heart. Unguarded comments from heart. And you know how it says elsewhere in Scripture, you know, about the power of the tongue and how a little thing like a tongue can set a blazing forest on fire, or set a forest blazing on fire. Anyway, we saw Jesus. He seemed to want to take a break. He went to the coast, took his disciples, but still there. There was that persistent woman, the Syrophoenician woman, wanting her daughter healed. And she was patient and she was gracious, but she was persistent. And Jesus granted her request for healing her daughter. And so now we're in Mark chapter 7 at verse 31. Then Jesus left the vicinity of Tyre and Sidon, and he went down to the Sea of Galilee and into the region of the Decapolis. And so I think the next slide is a map. And I wish they would show up a little darker, but, and I wish I'd turn that on. There we go. So there's Tyre, there's Sidon, and they're guessing. Maybe they went this route rather than the route they would have gone. Because he kind of seemed to avoid. He wasn't ready to see the Jews yet. So he goes to the Decapolis region, the southeast section of the Sea of Galilee. I don't know if I caused that. Okay. And so it looks like he's taking a little longer break from the Jewish people and all of their concerns and stuff. So Jesus makes his way back to the Decapolis territory. That's that Gentile territory. This is now the third time he's been there. The first time, you know, what happened with the pigs all drowning, and them asking him to leave. Boy, the second time they were glad to see him, and they brought all kinds of sick people to be near him. And this time, Mark only highlights this one healing. Verse 32, there some people brought to him a man who was deaf and could hardly talk, and they begged Jesus to place his hands on them. So what was the man's physical need? Yeah, he was deaf. And, you know, that limits him, what he can do. It limits his whole awareness of what people are talking about in the community and what the issues or interests are. Imagine, if you would, waking up tomorrow morning and you're totally deaf. You don't hear the alarm clock. You don't hear the phone when it rings. And if you make it to work, you don't hear the instructions your boss is giving you. Most of us have a boss, unless we are the boss. or you know, not hearing anything else. Now, I used to work with a man who, without his hearing aids in, he was profoundly deaf. And with them in, he was mostly deaf. He was good at lip reading, but lip reading regular Americans. Now, the dean was an import from Asia, and he never could make sense trying to lip read when she spoke. But he told me, I said, how do you get up in the morning? Well, his alarm clock is hooked up to a bright light, a strobe light. And so when the alarm would be ringing for us, the strobe light's going flash, 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 flash at his house. That's how he would wake up in the morning. And they didn't have that in Jesus' day. You know, if you can't work and you can't communicate well, your self-esteem might kind of go downhill. And you might get depressed. Doctors say that hearing loss can mess... This was curious. Hearing loss can mess up your digestive tract. And also that they think you can head into Alzheimer's, memory issues, sooner if you don't treat the hearing loss, if you don't have hearing aids and keep being with it with everybody. And then with profound deafness, it will affect your speech because you're not hearing what you sound like. So over time, you just kind of get a little off and a little more off and stuff. We Pam and I saw this movie once on TV. I think it was based on a true story. This lawyer had his career and something happened and he either went totally deaf or was going quickly to totally deaf. And in with the doctor, he said, you probably have about 3 years more that you can effectively argue in front of the judge. And beyond that, chances are you're not going to be very articulate. So that might be why the man had difficulty in speaking. There also could have been physical reasons. You've heard of people being tongue-tied before, and it's usually, they're bashful, they want to talk to a girl and they can't find the words or whatever. But no, this little baby was born, perfectly healthy baby, just had a little too much skin attaching the tongue to the lower part of the mouth, and his tongue was just tied there. And the doctor, it's amazing what they'll do with a little baby. The doctor just went snip. He was no longer tongue-tied, and he let people know how unhappy he was. So you can imagine then being deaf and having difficulty speaking would limit and frustrate the man they brought to Jesus. Then Jesus heals the man. Verse 33, after he took him aside away from the crowd, Jesus put his fingers in the man's ears. Then he spit and he touched the man's tongue. Yeah. We've seen Jesus touch people or people touching him to get healed. And we've seen Jesus command, the little girl raised up from the dead. We've seen that Jesus can give his word and healing can happen even at a distance, like the Syrophoenician woman in the last message, and the centurion that's mentioned somewhere in the Gospels, where he says, come, heal my servant, he's very sick. But then says, you don't really have to come. Just say the word. And Jesus was impressed by the man's faith. But now, Jesus heals by is reading this one book. It said the verb there for where he put his fingers in his ears was kind of like he thrust his fingers in his ears. I thought, okay. So he puts his fingers in the deaf guy's ears, and spits, touches the man's tongue. It's quite, Jesus didn't do the same thing every time. You know, and we shouldn't expect him to do the same thing every time either. I know I heard about natives somewhere that missionaries were trying to evangelize and weren't making too much impression. I think it was Papua New Guinea. And then they heard this one of the three stories where Jesus spit. Probably one of the other ones where it literally says he made mud and put it on the guy's eyes and stuff. And that they really identified with because they knew there was power in spit. And I read in Jesus' day, the doctors thought there was power, healing power in saliva as well. You know, but yeah, the natives were impressed, called Jesus the great spitter. Impressed with his power. And you notice that Jesus pulled the man aside. He didn't need to grow his healing ministry. He wanted to talk to people about their need for God, their need for salvation, and a good relationship with the Father. And so he's not doing it showy in front of everyone. He pulls them aside to do the healing. And what else happened before the healing? Well, Jesus prayed, and then he commanded. And so even the Lord felt the need to pray before he healed with that one word. He looked up, verse 34, he looked up to heaven and with a deep sigh said to him, Ephphatha, which means be opened. And you know, guess what happened? At his command, at this, 35, the man's ears were opened. His tongue was loosened, and he began to speak. And wow, you know, he could hear right then. His tongue was loose, and he could speak plainly. He didn't even have to go to a speech therapist for a few months to learn how to talk again. The man was completely healed and restored. He was hearing, he was talking. I bet he was laughing as well. You know, what a joy. It's no wonder Jesus had a hard time trying to convince them to keep quiet. 36, Jesus commanded them not to tell anyone, but the more he did, the more they kept talking about it. What did these astonished people do who got exactly what they asked for? What did they have to say about Jesus, about his healing? 37, people were overwhelmed with amazement. He has done everything well. Amen? Amen. They said, he even makes the deaf hear and the mute speak. Now this, who did you come to worship today? I hope you came to worship Jesus Christ because he has done everything well. That is what these Gentiles were saying about him. He has done everything well. Their praise echoes, kind of sounds a bit like what Isaiah said in Isaiah 35. Then will the eyes of the blind be opened and the ears of the deaf unstopped. Then will the lame leap like the deer and the mute tongue shout for joy. Water will gush forth in the wilderness and streams in the desert. Isaiah 35 was a future vision. And as we know Jesus' story, we know a lot of this kind of fits in. We may not have anyone in the congregation today who is physically profoundly deaf. But some of us may be spiritually deaf this morning. Some of us may have nothing wrong with us, like the man that went to the doctor, nothing wrong with his hearing, just not paying much attention. Is that you today? Are you a poor listener to God? Is that you? And if it is, won't you repent of that this morning and ask the Father to make you attentive, so you can again, or so you can for the first time, start to hear and start to follow that still small voice like Elijah heard? Let us draw near to God in prayer. Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for the stories of hope, the stories of restoration that we find in your word. We thank you that you can heal, and you do heal, sometimes in miraculous ways that amaze us. And we thank you that you can heal through other ways. And Lord, if any of us have recognized that we've not been a good listener to what your word says, to what your Holy Spirit says, we repent of that. We ask for your forgiveness. Ask that you help us, encourage all of us to be better listeners to your word, better listeners to your heart and to your Holy Spirit. Dismiss us now this morning with the right attitude to be ready and listening always. In Jesus' precious name, amen.